Chad and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
So I'm having supper with my dad, and my dad's like, what hockey game's on? I said, there is no hockey game on. It's the NHL EA Sports Championship. So they've got two guys. Well, you know, I don't have to really explain this to you and most people out there. But they got two guys playing video games. Yeah. Like Dolby and Chad in the basement. And they actually have a commentating team commentating. And Gary frickin' Bettman is sitting there watching it.
Man.
Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, the guy who should probably be wondering why nobody goes to games, to actual games in Florida, is sitting, I don't even know where they play, let's say Toronto. He's sitting in a theater-type setting in Toronto watching NHL EA Sports. Meanwhile, Dolby, we can't get Canadian University football broadcast on TV, but we're going to watch two guys with Cheetos all over their hands playing video games in a basement.
Listen.
Like, what, is their mom bringing them down meatloaf?
Listen, there's a difference between, like, me and you playing, Cheeto Dust, Mountain Dew, all the rest of it, and two finely tuned athletes.
This is like
seeing your buddy playing flag football with a dart in his mouth and being like, oh, look at him, he's out there. No, these are the NFL athletes. These are the NHL athletes of video gaming, old man. And just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not a thing.
I'm not saying it's not popular, but do not put video game playing and finely tuned athlete in the same sentence.
Listen, man, any one of these guys could probably beat you in a significant number of challenges. Obviously, video games.
Yeah.
But even then, like, the motor skills, the reflexes, the twitch reflexes, all of that stuff.
That's great, yeah.
They would put you to shame.
That's great, yeah. They could type 100 words a minute. That's good. Yeah. Listen. They're not finely tuned athletes. Is it popular? Yes. It's popular because our society's friggin' lazy and nobody wants to go outside and work out or play actual sports. So that's what we consider an athlete. That's... Folks, what Dolby said is not wrong. That is what's wrong with our world. We consider those people finely tuned athletes, and Gary Bettman is sitting there watching that crap.
All I'm saying
is... And it's on TV!
All I'm saying is these guys have probably put more effort into training their thumbs than you have your legs.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I want to thank Don Koser and for having me out. Troy, a longtime Wolf listener, he's battling cancer, and he asked me to come out and do a like they did a steak night at the Turvey Center.
Oh, nice!
200 people showed up, so I got to go out there and do a little MCing there. It was nice to see him, and so far the battle's going good.
Good.
And so we brought him a couple concert tickets and some hats to give away. So it's good. Good time.
That was a lot more fulfilling, I think, than my weekend. I didn't do a lot.
Okay. Well, did you go to the tap for the patio?
I went to the tap. Yeah. Mornings. It's been a long time since I've done mornings. I went to put my son to sleep at like 3 o'clock for a nap, right? And I'm just gonna lay him down. I got stuff I gotta do, and then I gotta go to the patio party at 5:30. My wife wakes me up. Yeah. Aren't you going to that thing today? Oh, damn! So I jump up and I go. Yeah. But it was good. It was packed.
Yeah.
Wolf listeners, the tap takes such good care of us too. Like it's the perfect place for these patio parties because they got a really nice patio. But obviously, it was just piss and rain all Friday. So they moved everybody inside. They accommodated for everybody inside. They made room for Brock Prentice of Desert Island Classic. He played some songs inside. They gave young Brock a nice little broadcast location. So big shout out to the tap. Next patio party comes up July 5th. And you can right now, today, go to thewolfrocks.com/win and put your name in to be one of our winners to get the special guest treatment, you and three friends, on July 5th on what will hopefully be a much sunnier day.
But you know what? I don't think anybody was complaining about the rain.
No, absolutely not. We definitely needed that here in Saskatchewan.
Greened everything up.
Exactly. It just would have been nice if we could have got like 5 to 7, just the sun comes out, birds singing and all that. And
next time.
7 o'clock, wash the filth off the pad. Get out of here, you bums.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We were talking about what we did this weekend.
Yeah.
One of the things I did, I got two kids. And me and my wife, right? We got it down to a science, born 2 years, 5 days apart. So we've doomed ourselves to dual birthdays for the rest of their lives.
So that's which month? July?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So coming up just around the corner. So we put the finishing touches on birthday planning And that is a pain in the ass that I was not prepared
for. Do you keep their birthdays separate, like in terms of the parties?
We're doing, like, they're each getting their own little party at home, and then we're also doing, because they want their kids, so we're going to the kids' restaurant with the mouse that doesn't give me any money to get plugs, but you know which one I'm talking
I know which one you're talking about, East Regina, yeah.
And you know what? We got invited, my daughter got invited to one of these parties earlier in the year, and they've got, like, unlimited gaming now, right? The kid just gets a little thing, tap it to the machine, and they play instead of tokens and all that other
stuff. That's what it was when I took the kids to the mouse.
That's what I was always used to, so but now it's this unlimited gaming, but I was like, oh, what a great idea. Yeah, now that we're booking the party, you realize that that's an add-on that you have to pay for, but it makes sense to pay for it because otherwise you got to pay for all the tokens, and you can't invite somebody else to bring their kids to this place and then expect them to pay their share, so you got to pay your share. So $200 later for two slices of pizza and a bunch of goddamn games that spit out tickets... Oh, it's almost good that we had them so close together, because if we had to do this twice a year, I'd need to go into the boss's office and ask for a raise.
And then you go take those tickets to cash them in for prizes at the end, and you need it's ridiculous amount of tickets to get the prizes.
Oh, yeah, and then the prizes come home, and the kids play with it for 20 minutes because they're the value of a goddamn Kinder Egg.
And then you step all over those prizes.
Meanwhile, in 2 weeks, if I come back on the afternoon drive and I sound a little salty, it's because I'm broke.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It was a short flight. She had an entire row to herself. She fell asleep.
That's the dream.
Yeah. Well, she wakes up a few hours later. The plane is pitch black, cold, and parked. Somehow the crew had forgotten her on the flight.
Oh, wow.
But it gets worse. Her phone was dead, so she couldn't call for help.
She's locked in the plane.
Yeah, she found a flashlight in the cockpit. So she pried the plane's door open, and using the flashlight, she signaled for help because it was a 50-foot drop to the ground. Luckily for her, a crew member was driving around and saw her. Once he asked her how the hell they forgot about her, he helped her get to the ground. Now, Air Canada's been calling her consistently because they're probably worried about a lawsuit.
But
They're calling her to assure that this will never happen again. And she hasn't been able to sleep since. She's fighting insomnia.
Right. Well, yeah, because the last time she fell asleep, she got locked inside an airplane.
Can you believe that?
That is unbelievable.
How do you not check the rows?
Like, you'd think at the very least when Cam Newton came to try and offer her $1,500 for her seat that she would have woken up.
Bingo.
I can't believe that. And imagine, like, you wake up, you're in the dark, and we're so spoiled now, right? Because we all have cell phones with flashlights on. Yeah. So, like, this morning, I'm getting dressed in the dark. I used my phone light.
That's what I did, too.
She doesn't even have that. She doesn't have the battery for it. So she's literally, like, I bump into the seats and everything just trying to walk up the aisle when we're in flight. That would be terrifying.
And you can't get out. And then you get out, and it's a 50-foot drop.
Right. Yeah, thank God she was, like, cognizant enough when she did get the door open to not just be like, I'm out of here.
But just picture this. You just painted a great word picture. So you get up, like, when the plane stops, there's rummaging around. Everybody's standing up, like, get off right away.
Yeah.
This person slept through all of that. Okay, first of all. And everybody left her there.
Yeah. Not one person stopped to be like, should we? She's fine.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So we're talking about summer vacations and traveling. What's your, do you have an all-time favorite?
We don't go that many places. We always like to make our trips to go see family.
But even as a kid, did you have one?
When I was a kid, I went to Disneyland.
Okay.
I don't remember it at all. Like, I feel like it's such a waste. That's why I haven't taken my kids
yet. That's why I didn't either,
I don't want to waste it because we didn't go again. I didn't go again until my honeymoon. We went back to Disney World. And it was like, well, I'm going to wait until my kids can actually remember what they're doing there. But I'm a road trip guy. I was an only kid. Mm-hmm. So we would always, you know, my mom and my stepdad would be up in the front. We'd turn the back seat into like a bed or whatever. I'd be back there with my old Game Boy that you could only play in the daytime because it didn't have a backlit screen or reading books or whatever and just sprawling out. But I've just loved going on road trips, traveling, seeing different things, going to see family. Family's always the big thing for me. I'll go anywhere if there's family to visit at the end of at the destination.
I remember my first road trip by myself, like with me driving into into the States. So you get to customs or whatever. It's kind of a nervous time as a young kind of guy, right?
Yeah.
And then you get through customs and you're driving down in North Dakota. And I'm like, you know, Sammy Hagar had it right. I can't drive 55 either. But I didn't realize, because these cars are whizzing past me. I was going 55 kilometers an hour. I didn't know it switched to miles an hour.
These Americans are crazy. They're all just speeding.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We got more tickets to give away to Joel McHale, our second last pair. We'll give away another pair tomorrow. But we're going to play Yes or BS with Brandon. Brandon, how you doing today, man?
I've had better days. Came to the truck this morning. The vehicle had been rummaged through. Somebody got in.
You kidding me?
That's the worst feeling.
That's kind of annoying because I'm like looking around, feeling like, all right, what did they take and what didn't they take? And to be honest, they could have took a lot more than they did.
It always feels like these people, they get into your vehicle, they just want to make a mess. They don't even take anything.
Yeah, well, they wanted some change and some, yeah.
Did you have anything visible in there for them to entice their appetite?
No, I try to leave things, you know, out of sight, out of mind, but... like, I still can't figure it out. I must have left one of the doors open, and then they locked it when they left.
Well, make sure your keys aren't in it. Make sure it's not running. Make sure the doors are locked. And for gosh sakes, make sure you take in your garage door opener, because people do that. They take the garage door opener, get into your house, and then it becomes even a bigger problem. You know what? We were going to get you to play a game, but you've already had such a tough morning. We are just going to turn the keys. Hopefully, you're not lying to us.
No. Oh,
we're going to turn the keys over to you, and we're just going to give you tickets outright, okay?
Sweet, you know. Yeah, I'm down.
There you go. Turn things around for you, man. But you still owe us one thing.
Okay.
A wolf howl.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Kawhi Leonard has dropped his player option. He had an option where he could have stayed for one more year, $20 million with the Raptors. But he's got some injury issues, so nobody's really expecting him to play, to sign a contract for 1 year when he could be going after, like, big time multi-million
dollars. Well, it could go two ways. He could go 1 year plus an option and get him a nice payday and stay in Toronto one more year.
Yeah.
Or he could go with the max contract. Toronto's the only team that can give him the most money, the max contract.
Right.
And extra year, 5 years. So
100%.
He's seriously considered. It's between that and the LA Clippers, because he's from Compton. Like, he's from Compton. He's from LA. So.
Yeah. He's got other options on the table, but the people of Toronto have been trying to sweeten the pot, which is funny because we're talking about a guy who's dealing with $20 million, $100 million, $150 million. Like, he's dealing in big time money.
Well, Brent Butt told me this. Sorry for cutting you off. Yeah. He always told me this. The richer you get, or the more popular you get, the more free stuff you get.
Exactly. So they're offering him things like, there are a series of restaurants in Toronto that say Kawhi never has to pay. It's the Kawhi and Dine package.
They got stickers in the window.
Yeah. And any one of those restaurants he goes to, he eats for free. The guy could order a 5-star, 7-course meal at any restaurant at any given time, but now he can go into the local sandwich shop and get a panini for $6 without having to pay.
54 restaurants like that.
Yeah, and then there's also a guy who's offering a downtown condo, which is worth millions of dollars. Again, something he could easily afford, but let him live here for free. So the question I want to pose to the Wolfpack, and I'll pose it to us as well, is what's your Kawhi Leonard deal breaker? What's the one thing someone could offer you? Say you could work in radio anywhere in the world. What would Regina have to offer you to get you to stay here on the Wolf? Because there was the Weston Dressler thing, right?
Yeah,
when he came
NFL. I like Italian Sardelli.
They said he could have free sandwiches whenever he wants, and he even said, he's like, listen, that wasn't what made my decision, but that was pretty sweet.
Probably like a specialty tea. I got a specialty tea, unlimited specialty tea, and my own parking meter.
Your own downtown reserved?
That I didn't have to pay for. My own reserved that I did. I got unlimited parking there. And it's my meat right by our front door.
Here's the problem with your plan for that. Mm. If everybody in Regina knew exactly where Michael Ball parked his car, your car would never be safe.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.